Do you ever play the if-only game? If only I'd learned to golf when I first moved to the North Woods. If only I'd taken that certification training at Nicolet when my company offered me the chance. I play the game. Most of us do. There's so much we wish we could do, so many paths we could have taken and didn't. It's easy for our brains to picture the bright future we might have had and to dwell on the rut we've landed in from not having made different choices. Our brains evolved to beat us up over roads not taken, to focus on negative consequences, real or imagined, because it was part of how we learned. Regretting a lost opportunity is just your brain doing its job. And your brain is a living organ. You can change the job description. The missed opportunities we ruminate on usually generate a dark, anxious response from our limbic system, specifically the amygdala. Happier thoughts light up what neuroscience calls our ventral striatum, the part of our brain that processes reward. When we feel we've accomplished something, our brains process the experience as a reward. That releases a pleasant cocktail of neurochemicals that floods us with a sense of well-being and motivation. The good news is, our brains don't distinguish between our intentions and our reality. The ventral striatum lights up just as readily when we anticipate a pleasant experience or when we anticipate accomplishing something. Optimism can be its own reward. Our brains also don't like incongruity. If you create a detailed enough picture of what you want, your brain will think that's the way the world is supposed to be, and it will work tirelessly to help you achieve an outcome that matches that vision. Take time to imagine learning a skill and enjoying a new freedom because of it. Maybe whooshing down the ski slopes, or maybe getting your exercise on a paddleboard. Make a mental movie of your desired outcome and fill it with detail. Your brain will help you bring it to life. I've taken this to heart and figured out how to make my if-onlys energize me. I flipped the direction of if-only from the past tense of regret into the present tense of possibility. I always regretted that I was uncomfortable in front of a microphone. One day, I decided to get some training, and here I am volunteering at WXPR. Goodbye regret, hello freedom. My husband never learned to swim, and he didn't like how that held him back from summer fun. Then, at the age of 50, he thought, well, what if I took swimming lessons right now? He did, and now when the lake warms up in early summer, he dives off the pier right alongside me. It's a marvelous freedom. So how do you get your brain to override regret? Here are five suggestions. First, take stock of your current experience, knowledge, skills, and achievements. If you compare them with the opportunities you've passed up or things you didn't learn or do, you may have less to lament than you thought. Just thinking about everything you've done right will make you feel good. Second, be honest about your if-only list. Years ago, I said to someone I had just met, "I'd give anything to be able to play the piano." He looked at me appraisingly and said, "Obviously not." And of course he was right. I wasn't willing to practice for an hour a day, and that's what it would take. If something on your list doesn't spark you enough to do what it would take to change the outcome, let it go. Regretting it saps energy you need for things you care more about. Third, if you find you are motivated to change an outcome, get creative about how you can make it happen. If you feel left out when your friends get together for bridge night, learn how to play the game. If learning a new language would make travel more enjoyable, enroll in an adult language class. Four, get prepared. Missed opportunities often happen because we aren't ready for them. If you always wanted to get certified as a yoga instructor, but you couldn't afford the training, get serious about saving for it. If you regret missing out on a promotion opportunity, get serious about doing the necessary professional development. Finally, resist the impulse to be hard on yourself. Over time, we glean information about the world and ourselves that leads us to second-guess past decisions. You might be kicking yourself for not doing something when you had the chance, but that decision might have been the best one in the moment. Feeling guilty about things we did or didn't do is counterproductive. Cutting yourself some slack is much more likely to shore up your motivation to actually change the outcome. When you find yourself regretting the person or the professional you turned out to be, or you wish you'd landed in a different future with different skills and talents, take some action to change the outcome. In the words of British author George Eliot, it's never too late to be what you might have been.